In the first part of our series, we talked about the initial wave of grief, the shock, confusion, and powerful emotions that follow a loss. We affirmed that whatever you feel is valid. As the initial fog begins to lift, a new challenge emerges: learning how to navigate daily life while carrying the weight of your sorrow. This next phase of the grief journey is less about surviving the initial shock and more about actively finding ways to cope. It's about tending to yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend. There is no timeline for healing, but there are healthy, proactive strategies you can use to support your body and mind as you process your loss. Emotional and mental coping strategies. Grief resides in the mind as much as in the heart. Finding ways to process your thoughts and emotions is crucial. Embrace creative outlets. Sometimes words are not enough. Engaging in a creative activity like painting, gardening, listening to music, knitting, or woodworking can provide a nonverbal outlet for complex feelings. It allows you to focus on a tangible task while your subconscious mind processes the grief. Journal your thoughts. You don't have to be a writer to benefit from journaling. Simply putting your unfiltered thoughts and memories on paper can be a powerful release. Write letters to the person you lost, jot down cherished memories as they come to you, or describe your feelings without fear of judgment. Accept the grief waves. Grief is not a straight line. Some days you might feel a sense of peace, only to be overwhelmed by sadness the next. This is normal. Instead of fighting these waves, learn to ride them. Acknowledge the feeling, allow yourself to experience it, and trust that it will pass. Having a bad day doesn't mean you are moving backwards in your healing. Physical coping strategies. Grief is a full-body experience. It can disrupt sleep, sap your energy, and even weaken your immune system. Tending to your physical health is a vital part of emotional healing. Gentle movement. You don't need to run a marathon. A simple 15-minute walk outdoors can boost your mood, improve sleep, and help you feel more grounded. Gentle stretching, yoga, or tai chi can also help release physical tension where we often store stress and sorrow. Nourish your body. Grief can wreak havoc on your appetite. You might forget to eat or turn to unhealthy comfort foods. Try to focus on small, nourishing meals throughout the day. Staying hydrated by drinking plenty of water is also essential, as dehydration can worsen fatigue and brain fog. Prioritize rest. Exhaustion is one of the most common symptoms of grief. Your body is working overtime to manage immense emotional stress. Allow yourself to rest without guilt. If you can't sleep, try quiet activities like reading, listening to calm music, or practicing deep breathing exercises. Social coping strategies. While the instinct may be to withdraw, connection with others is a fundamental human need, especially during times of loss. Seek out understanding people. Spend time with friends or family who allow you to be yourself. You need people who will listen without judgment, share a comfortable silence, and won't tell you to move on. Consider a support group. Being with others who have experienced a similar loss can be incredibly validating. It combats the profound sense of isolation that grief often creates, reminding you that you are not alone in your experience. Set boundaries. It is perfectly okay to say no to social gatherings that feel overwhelming. It's also okay to limit your time with well-meaning people whose advice feels unhelpful. Protecting your emotional energy is not selfish, it's necessary. Finding a combination of strategies that works for you is a process of trial and error. Be patient with yourself as you discover what brings you comfort and strength.
Grief can be an isolating experience, but you are not alone. We invite you to share a strategy that has helped you or offer a word of encouragement in the comments below. Your insight could make a world of difference to someone else. In the final part of our series, we will discuss how to honor the memory of your loved one and explore resources available to help you find meaning and continued support on your path forward. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn. founders of Canadian Senior Moment.